the smell of bacon wafting through the hallowed halls of the Indiana State House led legislators to where farmers were waiting to speak to them about ag policy priorities for corn and soybean growers at the annual Bacon Bar and Brunch event Wednesday morning, presented by the Indiana Corn Growers Association and Indiana Soybean Alliance.
I think bacon puts everybody in a good mood.
That's ICGA President and Hancock County farmer Chris Cherry. The event was very well attended.
Shoulder to shoulder, all the senators and representatives that are out here, their aides. It's a great morning to be out here. I had my local representative, Ethan Lawson. He told me that he's new out here. This is his first year, but he said that he can already tell that this is probably the favorite event because he said the turnout for this one surpasses any other one that they've had out here so far. And when I'm talking to these guys, it's certainly a highlight for them.
A major talking point at the brunch was Senate Bill 254, a bill providing tax credits to fuel retailers for the sale of higher ethanol blends and the sale of blended biodiesel or renewable biodiesel. It passed the Senate and moved over to the House. Cherry's excited to see the bill move because it's all about moving the pile for corn growers.
You can eat it, you can feed it, or you can burn it. But the biggest way for us to move that pile quicker in the near term is to burn it. And this biofuels tax incentive, it'll save consumers almost $12 million in fuel costs annually.
And it'll add $104 million to Indiana's GDP. Cherry says this bill really is a win-win-win-win.
It's going to increase Indiana corn and soybean farmers' income by almost $118 million annually. And it'll also support about 677 jobs in Indiana annually. So helps the farmer, it helps Indiana, helps your community, you know, it helps to move that pile.
Take a listen to the latest Indiana Ag Policy podcast from the Bacon Bar and Brunch at the State House. It's available now in the free Hoosier Ag Today mobile app or wherever you listen to podcasts.